Title: Double Drop Inspired Tension for 90s Rave Flavor Intermediate. Alright, welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build one of the most effective 90s rave era arrangement illusions and drop it straight into modern drum and bass. Double Drop Inspired Tension. The whole idea is that it feels like two main things are about to drop together, then you mess with the listener's expectations. You tease, you swap, you half deliver, and then you finally slam the full payoff. And the key is, this is not about throwing bigger risers on everything. This is arrangement psychology, structure, misdirection, DJ phrasing, that rewind energy. By the end, you'll have a drop section around 64 to 96 bars that feels like a double drop without needing a second track. You'll have a fake drop that still hits, and a real drop where two identities collide on purpose. Let's set up the session first. Step 0. Session setup. Fast and correct. Set your tempo to the classic pocket, 172 to 175 BPM. Then jump into arrangement view and commit to working in 8 and 16 bar chunks. This is important, because the double drop illusion relies on the listener trusting the math. Create locators for a simple roadmap. Intro 16, build 16, fake drop 8 or 16, readal drop 32, and then switch 16. Quick workflow tip: set your grid to 1 bar when you're moving big blocks around, then switch to 1/16 when you're doing fills, dropouts, and little edits that sell the tension. Now we need the heart of the trick: two drop identities. Step 1. Prepare two drop identities, A and B. A double drop vibe needs two recognizable characters. Not just more layers, but two ideas your ear can label. Identity is your rolling foundation. Bassliner should be able to run for 32 bars without getting annoying. Think, stable, confident, default drop ready. Build bass A using waveatable or operator. Keep it solid and mostly mono so it hits like D then B should. A good starter chain is waveatable into saturator, into EQ8, and maybe a light compressor. In waveatable, start with a saw or saw square blend. Keep unison off or very low. Add an LP24 filter with just a bit of drive. Then saturator on analog clip, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive. Soft clip on. EQ8, high pass around 25 to 30 Hz to clean the useless rumble, and if it's boxy, take a little out around 250 to 400. Compressor is optional. If you do it, keep it gentle. You're not trying to flatten the groove. Now identity B. This is your second tune energy. You can do this as a second bassline with a different rhythm, or you can do the classic rave hook, Hoover chords or stabs. Let's aim for that Hooverish hook with stock Ableton tools, because it gives instant era flavor. In waveatable, saw on oscillator 1, saw on oscillator 2, detune a bit. Turn on unison, classic mode, maybe 3 to 6 voices, detune around 10 to 20. Then filter it with band pass or low pass and give it a bit of envelope movement so it bites. Then add corpus, seriously, tube or membrane vibes, and keep the mix subtle, like 10 to 25%. Add redux slightly, downsample 2 to 4, dry slash wet maybe 5 to 15%. Then echo with a dotted eighth or quarter note. Darken the repeats so it doesn't fizz all over your cymbals. Teacher note: this B identity is your promise and your surprise. The promise is the little hint you drop early, like a two-bar motif. The surprise is how it arrives later. Full register, layered with A, maybe with a slightly different rhythm or chord. If you reveal B at full strength too early, you've got nowhere to go later. Cool. Now let's build drums with space for tension. Step 2. Drum foundation with room to breathe. Use two layers: clean punch, plus break character. Layer 1 is a drum rack with clean hits, a short punchy kick, a snare with body around 200 Hz and snap up top, and hats that start minimal. Don't overfill the first part of your build. You want headroom for energy ramps. Layer 2 is the break. Amen, think, hot pants style, anything with that 90s DNA. Warp it. If you want grit and movement, try beats mode. Preserve 1/16 is a good start, and adjust transients to taste. Then put drum busts on the break layer. Drive maybe 5 to 15. Crunch subtle. Boom carefully if at all. If you do boom, aim around 50 to 60 Hz, but be careful because your sub and your kick already live down there. The arrangement goal here: your break layer is basically a character fader. You're going to automate it to create tension and release. Now we build the actual blueprint, the build into fake drop into real double drop. Step 3. The double drop tension map. Assume a 16-bar build. In bars 1 through 8, you're teasing A. Bring bass A in, but filtered. Low pass it so you feel it but it's not fully speaking. Keep the break low in the mix or even high passed. And sprinkle a rave stab every couple bars, low in the mix, like a distant hint. In bars 9 through 16, you tease B. Introduce the B hook quietly, not the whole thing, screaming just enough that the brain goes, wait, what is that? Then increase drum density. Add rides, or add shuffled hat ghost notes. This is where you start the automation ramps. Base a filter opening, reverb send rising on stabs with a snare, maybe your break level creeping up. A concrete move, auto filter on bass A. Alp 24, resonance around 0.7 to 1.2, drive 2 to 5 dB. Automate the cutoff from roughly 180 Hz up to maybe 1.2 kHz over those 8 bars. That's a classic it's coming signal. And here's an extra coaching move that makes this feel pro. Macro your tension. Put bass in a group, drums in a group, and maybe a music group. Map the key tension moves to macros. Bass mid filter, reverb send amount, break level, maybe a noise layer if you're using one. Then you can perform the build instead of drawing tiny automation forever. Also, when you decide the tease is too obvious, you can fix it in seconds. Now the trap door. The fake drop. Step 4. The fake drop. This is the key 90s trick. At the drop point, don't fully deliver. The fake drop should feel physically believable, meaning it still hits with weight, but it's missing the identity. Here are two reliable options. Option A, full drums, but hold back the bass identity. Let the kick, snare, and break smack, but on bass A, keep only sub-fundamentals. Low pass the mids hard so it's basically sub-notes and not much articulation. And keep bass B or the Hoover muted for the first 4 to 8 bars. It will feel like a drop, but the listener will think, where's the hook? Option B, full bass, but flip the drum feel. Let bass A hit properly, but switch drums to a sparse pattern that feels half-time for 4 bars. Suddenly the energy is wrong, which creates tension even though the sound is big. Either way, group your drums, bass, and music so you can automate quickly at the group level. That's the fastest way to do fake-outs without losing your mind. Now add the rave stop moment. This is your rewind bait. Right before the fake drop lands, cut out for a tiny moment. A beat of silence is huge, but even a quarter beat or half beat works. The simplest version, mute everything for 1/4 bar, then slam back in. If you want a tape stop vibe, you can do a quick echo time dip or a subtle frequency shifter trick, but don't overcomplicate it. Silence is the oldest and most effective special effect in dance music. Okay, now we pay it off. Step 5, the real double drop moment. Stack A and B with intention. After the fake drop, this is where you make it feel like a second record arrives. For the first 8 bars of the real drop, keep it controlled. Bass is full, mid and sub, drums are full, clean hits plus break. But B, the Hoover or second bass line, only appears as accents. A good move is to let B show up in the last 2 bars of that 8-bar phrase, almost like it's knocking on the door. Then bars 9 to 16 is the true double moment. Bring B fully in, add a crash, add a little more top-end motion with a ride or extra hats, and put a signature fill at bar 16, a snare rush, amen turnaround, something that clearly says new phrase. DJs love that, listeners feel that. Now, the biggest technical warning. Sub-discipline. Only one sub-source at a time. If bass A is your sub-king, then bass B must be filtered above the sub-range. Put EQ8 on bass B and high pass around 90 to 120 Hz. Then make sure bass A sub is mono. Utility is your friend here. If you need to check, throw multiband dynamics on the bass group just to solo the low band and confirm it's clean and not getting shredded by distortion. Teacher note. If your double moment feels exciting but also suddenly smaller, that's often sub-cancellation or low-end masking. Fixing sub-ownership instantly makes the drop feel bigger without turning anything up. Step 6. Make it feel like two records colliding. Phrase it like a DJ. This is where your arrangement choices make it authentic. Inside a 32-bar real drop, try this. First 16 bars, bass a dominant, B is accents. Next 8 bars, full stack, a plus B together, the true double moment. Last 8 bars, the switch. Drop A out for 2 bars so B breathes, then bring A back. That quick handoff is a huge part of the double drop illusion. It feels like someone's cutting between tunes, then aligning them. Also, break swap. Classic jungle energy. Keep the same bass, but switch the break character halfway through. It can be a completely different break, or it can be the same sample treated differently. You can change warp mode, change slice pattern, change filter movement, change drum bus drive. Even just changing room amount can make it feel like a new record. Now let's talk automation tools that actually matter. Step 7. Tension automation checklist. First, reverb throws. Put a reverb on return A. decay around 2 to 4.5 seconds, predelay 10 to 25 milliseconds, low cut 250 to 500 Hz, high cut 6 to 10 kHz. Then automate the send on the last snare before big moments, before the fake drop, and before the real double moment. This creates a breath in effect. Second, filter sweeps that don't kill bass power. Do not sweep your sub. Sweep the mids. If you can, split your bass into sub and mid chains. The sub stays clean, stable, mono. The mid chain gets all the movement, filtering, distortion, talking character. Third, drum density ramps. Start the build with simpler hats, like 1/8. Then in the second half, add 1/16 ghosts and maybe a ride. If hats get harsh, use the velocity MIDI effect. Random 10 to 20 and cap output high around 90 to 110. That keeps it lively without turning into white noise. Fourth, micro dropouts. Secret sauce. Right before the real double moment, mute drums for an eighth or a quarter, or mute bass for an eighth. Then hit a single vocal stab or a siren. It creates that everybody lean in moment with almost no extra sounds. Quick coaching check. Test the delusion in mono and at low volume. When it's loud and wide, everything feels hype. But at low volume, in mono, you should still clearly hear what's being withheld in the fake drop, what returns in the real drop, and what changes at the two tunes collide moment. Common mistakes to avoid as you build this. 1. Both basses fighting in the sub. Fix it by high-passing B and committing to one sub source. 2. No clear tease versus payoff. Your fake drop must remove one major identity, not just be slightly quieter. 3. Overusing risers instead of arrangement tension. Dropouts and phrase swaps do more than 1,000 noise sweeps. 4. Adding too many new elements at the real drop. The magic is a plus B, not a plus B plus a new lead plus a new pad plus 10 effects. 5. Ignoring 16-bar phrasing. Put your big changes where a DJ expects them, and you'll automatically sound more legit. Now let's do a tight practice run you can finish today. Mini exercise. 48 bars total. Bars 1 to 16. Build. Bass a filtered and opening up. Bring the hoover in quietly in bars 9 to 16. Add a reverb throw on the last snare of bar 16. Bars 17 to 24. Fake drop. Full drums. Bass is sub only. Mids low passed hard. Hoover muted. And add a quarter bar silence at the end of bar 24. Bars 25 to 48. Real drop. This audio version is shortened for playback.